Hi guys, and welcome back to a brand new episode of Anime Podcasters. I'm your host, Hotshot Ginger, and with me I have the fellow person who's been hit by a truck and knows exactly how it feels, RG. How's it going, buddy?
Great, and you?
Oh, great. Yeah, I love the truck. It's happened to me about 50 times at this point. 50. How about you? How many times have you been hit?
I wish I would have been hit more. That's all I can say.
That's really about the extent of it, yeah. And we have someone who hasn't been hit by a truck, and it really, our friendship kind of depends on how well this episode goes. Giant Music, how's it going, buddy?
You're so dramatic in your intros, and I missed it in the last two episodes, and I'm so glad to have you back, bro. I'm doing well. Happy to be here.
Okay, good. You are going to get hit by a truck. It's going to
happen.
On
this one, I think that this episode is probably like the podcast truck is definitely coming my way. I'm not an expert in this area, but I think that it's an overdue topic, and I'm happy to be doing this one with you guys. What are we talking about today, Hotshot?
We are talking about my favorite archetype of anime, and that is isekai. If you guys are unfamiliar, isekai is transported into another world. All the protagonists either die or get transported into another world by some various means, and they have to learn to adapt into a world that is not their own.
The best way to get transported by another world is to get hit by a truck. Why? Who cares why? This is the best way.
Really, yeah. That is like one of the most iconic staple way of getting isekai'd is pushing someone out of the way and getting hit by a truck. Like, there, it's to a point where there is a character called Truck Coon, and whenever someone brings it up, you know they're talking about a isekai. So in today's episode, we're going to be telling Jaden about isekai. It's my favorite anime genre. I believe it's RG's as well. Oh, and yeah, we're going to hopefully be bringing him into the fold.
I'm ready for it, man.
Yeah, fun fact of the day, you know that there's the isekai genre has been so overused and paradise that now there's a series about a truck-kun that his job is to send other people in other world to basically get isekai. There's a series about that I saw, and it might get an anime. I hope not.
There is another one that truck-kun is so famous that it hits a guy in a truck, and he and his truck are isekai'd.
Oh my god.
So he is driving a semi in a fantasy world.
Being isekai'd is like you get hit by a truck. Is that what being isekai'd is? Like, what is the verb isekai'd mean?
You can be hit by a truck, you can be sold to a demon, you can walk through a magical portal. You can die in various ways, falling off a cliff, or stabbed, or shot, murdered, electrocuted. It doesn't really matter how. A lot of the ways that you get isekai'd is by death, but there are some exceptions where you do just get transported to another world. Basically, it's a reincarnation. Okay. And I don't know the word for word definition of isekai, but it is some form of reincarnation or another world.
Interesting. Interesting. I was going to say, so what are some, like, if for me, I don't know any isekai anime off the top of my head. Like, what are like top three most popular isekai out there right now?
SAO.
If I had to, SAO, that's definitely one. Okay. SAO is Sword Art Online, for those who don't know.
I've seen that one.
Konosuba would be a really big, another big one.
Mm-hmm.
And the third, I know I had it.
There's so
did
many.
Did you have the third, RG? There are a lot of really big, ones.
Yeah, there's so many big ones. I think ReZero, I think would be the third biggest one.
Okay, yeah, ReZero is a really big one.
Yeah.
So I've seen two of those in that case. Okay, so I'm not like completely out of the loop, as out of the loop as I thought I would be.
Yeah, I haven't seen ReZero. I've started watching Konosuba recently, and SAO I've probably seen too much of. Because SAO has like seven different series.
Yeah.
But my personal favorite isekai is one that I've actually done an entire episode on already with Kyo, and that would be... that time I was reincarnated as a slime. Because it's a reincarnation. Rimuru starts by getting stabbed in the real world. And he's going through all these last different thoughts in his head, like, it feels so cold, now I'm hot. Like, basically just typical things that you think when you're dying, like how you're feeling and biggest regrets, stuff like that. But as he's thinking of these, a AI voice in his head is accumulating skills for him and reincarnates him into a form that has all these skills. And that form would happen to be a slime.
Yeah, I mean, I remember this because I was editing this whole episode, so I recall, I obviously recall the topics that you brought up on there, but I guess for me, this is not like, how much of a hotshot show is Isekai usually? How much of the hotshot show tendencies are in there?
A big trope for Isekai is, and there's really no other way to word this, a really big trope for Isekai is harem. So there's a lot of like girl characters that go after the main guy character. It's not a constant staple, but it happens a lot.
Wait.
Like that's it doesn't really happen in Reincarnate as a Slime. Yes, that is a hotshot show. Is it has to have sexy people in it.
I would never have thought about that.
That's basically what Jane boiled it down to. At least it has to have some form of fan service.
That's what you boiled it down to, bro. That's not me.
No, that's what you boiled it down to first, and I've just leaned hard into it.
I'll take it or leave it.
But Reincarnate as a Slime isn't really about that. It more so has fantasy elements and RPG elements, like skills and battle points and stuff like that. It's more so about my video game aesthetic than it is about me, hotshot.
So,
granted, there are moments, but... It doesn't really, like, it doesn't take up a whole lot of the show.
So what are some pros and cons of isekai anime? Like, just like, let's break it a little bit more down for the people.
I'd say a con, like, for me, this is personally a pro, but for a lot of people, it'd probably be a con. The main protagonist is typically overpowered as hell. Like, when they get reincarnated into the next world, they have all these bonus skills that they never had in the real life, or... would be insanely powerful to have, like, in a very early stage game. And they can usually blow anything away within a couple hits. Like, Rimuru, for one, like, even though he's a slime, the weakest monster that you could possibly be in pretty much any fantasy game is one-shotting, like, a whole bunch of huge-ass monsters, and he can replicate anything that he eats. Like for me, I love being overpowered because it's fun to destroy things. in some very rare cases, it doesn't really allow for much like character growth and skills. It's not a constant, but it is. It does happen quite a bit.
I think the biggest I think the biggest thing that people don't like about Isekai is it's really about that. It's almost always the same story because. It's really hard to be original when it's always a person die or get transported. You go back into a new world, overpowered or not. He has most of the time a harem and he goes into an adventure. So it's really hard to make something original, and some people does, don't get me wrong. But at the end, when you look at the new anime that are getting out, it's almost always the same story. And also, most of the anime that gets an adaptation are isekai. So I think people are happy, but also getting sick that we are oversaturated by the genre.
And a constant one, like this one is actually constant. It always circles around some kind of video game element, like especially an RPG.
Yeah.
Like right. one of the most famous ones that we brought up was Sword Art Online. And that was probably one that catapulted isekai into what it is. Even though Kirito and the other players aren't actually dead in their world, they are trapped in this video game world, and that qualifies as an isekai, because they have to live in a new world now.
Yeah, they're basically trapped in the headset.
Right. But it also brings up that the main characters can be overpowered, because since Kirito was a beta tester, he already has accumulated a hell of a lot of skills. Like, there's one famous scene in SAO where... he is getting raided by a whole bunch of other players. Like, essentially, they're trying to mug and kill him. But even though there's, like, six of them, his self-healing regeneration is healing him way faster than they can deal out damage. And he is one-shotting all of them to put him down.
Right. I mean, that's just Sword Art Online for you.
That's mostly isekai though too. Is that's how overpowered the main characters can typically be.
So is One Punch an isekai?
No, it is not. Because One Punch takes place in the same world that it sets itself in. Saitama is, or One Punch is really more of a superhero satire than anything, because it takes place in the world and everyone is aware of this world. If you're an isekai, you have memories of a previous life.
What about when Saitama has that dream and he's like having the most epic fight ever? Is that specific segment of that specific episode isekai?
No, is a dream.
This is a dream, giant.
Saitama did not die, and he didn't get transported into another world. He's just dreaming about a strong opponent.
If he were to get hit by a truck, okay, do you think that would kickstart an isekai One Punch?
No, he would smash the truck. This is Saitama we're talking about, right?
These are all of my questions for the episode.
Okay, but let's push it a little bit more far. Let's say you had a dream, and let's say that you dream about a completely a new world. You had a new appearance, and every night you would have the same dreams about being different in another world, fighting like imaginary creature. That could be considered isekai, right?
At that point, it would be like an isekai.
Is Carnage Kabuto.
At that point, it'd be like an isekai double life.
Yeah.
Like when you go to sleep, you're your isekai protagonist, but when you wake up, you're in the real world.
Mm-hmm.
I do want to bring up this isekai because I did just find it recently. I spent my life saving up 300,000 gold so I can live in retirement.
Yeah, I saw a little bit of it.
What? What else with these titles? What's going on?
That's another staple. Is they typically have super long and absurd names, but that's why I love them so much, or a big or at least a reason I love them so much. It adds to their charm, in my opinion.
Bro.
Yeah. But for the 300,000 gold, she does die. She falls off a cliff, but then she gets the ability to go between dimensions. So she can basically just go back home and stay there if she chose.
Yeah.
But she goes into like a feudal Japan style area that's more so based around fantasy, but she goes back and gets a gun and comes back. So it's like I'm just shooting like fairies and orcs with a gun. But really her main drive is opening a shop and selling like earth things in a fantasy setting that change the way they live. Like soap and shampoo, for instance, is something she sells. It's a really odd and interesting premise. Like they do have slice of life options for isekai. It's not all about the action and adventure, but it's still very odd in my eyes.
Yeah. And that's another thing about isekai. Yeah, like we're talking mostly about people that are fighting, overpowered. And as I said before, like it's hard to renew the genre. So this is one of good examples. She's trying to accumulate money in another world. She's not like fighting a demon or anything. And one of my, not favorite, but like a very guilty pleasure is farming life in another world. The guy dies from illness and he sees God and he's like, you weren't supposed to die and you had a terrible life. My bad. So what you want to do? And the guy is like, so I watched this TV show about gardening and farming and I really like to farm. He's like, all right, here's this tool that can do anything and I put you in like another world. And every episode all he's do is farm and create a bigger farm and add more people and animal and a bigger farm. And I really like it because it's really relaxed. It's really simple. So the genre can be really anything. It doesn't need to be about fighting.
I guess so. But I mean, fighting is a part of it. Like I think that if you're just going to rely on the basic tropes, that fighting will definitely add like the interest that would make me want to watch more. Like for example, Sword Art being like the one that I enjoyed before Gun Gale. Had a lot of fighting, and that's what I enjoyed about it personally, even though it's an isekai. I thought it was like a genre I had like an arm's length with, where I was like, I haven't really, but no, I have delved into this. So yeah, if there's fighting in there, I'm with it, because it just adds that extra, for lack of a better term, punch to it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I think that would be.
Yeah, because I knew going into this that if we brought up the slice of life versions of isekai, there's no way you'd be touching it with a 10-foot pole.
Yeah, I think this is more a show for hot. Because
you don't like slice of life.
I mean, like I said, I think it's kind of like closed-minded to be like, I don't like this entire genre. Because there are a few genres that kind of slip through the crack where I'm interested. I'll give it a chance. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like for instance, you know, when you and I talk about either Death Note or Terran Resonance, I say it's way too intellectual or way too forward-thinking for my taste, right? It's way too brain-heavy.
Mm-hmm. Right.
There are a lot of moments in Reincarnate as a Slime that are like that, because they're talking about trade routes, politics, building relations with another country.
Yeah.
And like the pros and cons of starting a monster nation. And it actually involves a hell of a lot of strategy. But there's also times when slime makes things go explode. Like it's a bit of a mix of everything.
Right.
Yeah. But Giant, I have a question for you. If you said that you don't like slice of life,
I have an answer for you.
Good.
I don't think I'm fond of it. I think there are a few slice of life animes that I've watched. Like for sure, there's slice of life anime that I've watched.
Okay. Because I've seen a lot of slice of life, but I remember this one. So Giant, you like creating music, right? Right?
No, I hate that.
No, isn't your name Giant Music?
Go on.
All right. Well, how about you would find a slice of life that would be about creating music? Would you be interested?
Wait, are you saying You're Lying in April? Is that what you're going with?
Here? No. That would be... It's not
Your Lying in April an isekai?
I think it is, actually.
It's not.
I think it is.
I never saw it.
Isn't it? Hotshot.
Your Lie in April takes place on Earth and takes place with, or has to do with an illness and one of the characters dying of an illness, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think so, like broad strokes, but actually, if I look up Your Lie in April real quick, I'm curious to see
if you're curious and it is an isekai, I'll eat my words because I still haven't seen Your Lie in April, but I'm pretty sure it just takes place in Earth.
Yeah, well, Wikipedia is saying it's a romantic drama. That's it.
That's not an isekai.
That's not an isekai. I want to watch.
You can't be romantic and dramatic if you're an isekai. That goes against my beliefs.
Right. And then just to like triple confirm, my anime list has it as a broadcast licensor studio. I can't even find the genre on my anime list. But anyways, I don't think it. From what you're saying, I don't think it is
She didn't die of an illness, got hit by a truck, we'll talk. But I'm pretty sure she died of an illness.
I mean, it says genre, drama, and romance. Yeah, no, never mind. It's not. But get back to your point here. What's the Sakai, the slice of life with the music that you wanted to bring up?
Oh, I'll bring it up another time because I don't remember the name, but I'm just like curious for other show, for other episode. I'm like, maybe I'll get you to lie.
Wait. You wanted to bring something up, but you didn't know what the name of it was.
All of that build up just to say no, never mind.
No, never mind. Okay, guys.
First
rule of RG, I don't remember names. That's it.
First rule of anime podcasters, talk about things.
There are so many memes I want to bring up, but I won't.
Thank you, Diane.
Oh, gosh.
But Jaden, something you may be interested to know is an actual isekai, and it's one that I've brought up, but one that you may not have thought about that much. Digimon qualifies as an isekai.
Yeah, it does.
Oh, my gosh. I guess?
It does. It straight up does. Because the main thing about isekai is getting transported somehow, some way into another world. And when the DigiDestined get their Digivices and go to the digital world, that counts as an isekai because they're dealing with another world.
Oh my god. Yeah, Google. You see? And not all anime in the Digimon franchise can be labeled as isekai.
Not all of them can, but a vast majority. Like where it started, that is an isekai. 100%.
I agree.
No, they fit the bill. Yeah, I was gonna finish my quote, but yeah, no, but you're right. But technically, in Death Note, Ryu goes from the Shinigami realm
to the Earth. But he doesn't stay there. He's just visiting, really.
So he's like a third of an isekai.
Ryuk is also a god, and he can just decide to do it.
Yeah, I don't think that's Gaza.
What about the guy protagonist can just decide to do it?
What about Yusuke getting hit by a car in the first episode of first frame of One Piece, of oh my god, of Yu Yu Hakusho? I just said One Piece. I've been watching too many of those.
Yu Yu Hakusho, in my eyes, Yu Yu Hakusho could technically qualify as a isekai.
Because I think when it does, because there's a lot of back and forth, yeah.
Because when he gets hit and when he dies, he goes into the spirit world, and then he goes back into his body, but then he keeps going back and forth between his body and...
Yeah, it's an isekai.
And
that's
the spirit world.
Interesting. That's really cool.
You could probably argue the same for Bleach, too. Because once Ichigo becomes a Soul Reaper, he basically forgets about Earth and goes into the Soul Reaper world.
I'll hit you with another one. According to comicbook.com and Google, Yu-Gi-Oh is an isekai.
Yeah, because of Yami.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
Really?
Cuz Yami dies and he gets reincarnated as Yugi, and then he goes back in the end.
Oh. But that's an interesting point, because we talk about isekai, but there's also reverse isekai. There's people from another world
I have thoughts about that. I have one to bring up for that.
Yeah, I need to giant an introduction on everything.
Of course. Typically, when you think isekai, you think the protagonist is from Earth and gets transported into some kind of fantasy setting or some kind of different world that has to do with some video game or something. But a reverse isekai is the opposite, where a fantasy character gets transported into Earth. And one of my favorite versions of this is The Devil is a Part-Timer.
Oh my god, yeah. It's so good.
Yo, I actually love this anime. This anime is like, it's fire.
Because
I think I'm an isekai guy. I am an isekai guy. I have watched Yu Yu Hakusho, Yu-Gi-Oh! I have watched SAO. I have watched Devil's a Part-Timer. I am one of you. I am one of you.
Sure.
Accept me, Hotshot.
You're one of us. Okay,
dude,
okay, Jayden.
I'm on the cusp of it, bro. You can't full sauce me here, but you can't be like, oh, you wouldn't like this anime, Jayden, because it's not, and this is your voice, by the way, it's too out there for you. Bro, I've watched hella isekai.
Jayden, let me give you a
dimension
of
my anime viewing. I for a fact, am an isekai guy. I'm an isekai.
No, you're not.
Let me give you a short list of anime I promise you've never even heard of that are all isekai, and then say you're an isekai guy.
Go.
Didn't I ask for ordinary abilities in my next life? Have you heard of that?
I've heard of it.
I spent the past 300 years killing slimes and maxed out my level. Have you heard of that?
I have now.
Welcome to Demon School Irumakun. Have you heard of that?
I do.
I've heard of it now.
It's a pass.
A Skeleton Knight in Another World.
I've heard of it now.
Yes, but all of these, until I've said these words, you have not heard of. Isekai.
But I've watched Yu-Gi-Oh! And Yu Yu Hakusho. Listen to me, viewers. If you have listened to either of these two animes, which you probably have because they're super popular and childhood-like, if you're like a 90s kid like us, you are an isekai guy. Do not let any local ginger misconstrue this fact, okay? I am here and I stand up with all of you, okay? And together we can be isekai people.
You want to get isekai, Jayden?
Actually, RG, let me ask you.
I don't want to get isekai.
I want to get isekai. Are you kidding me? I want to be overpowered as fuck.
I don't have a car, but the moment I got a truck.
Actually, RG. Right.
Yeah, go ahead.
I'm done with the bit. Let's move on to the next.
I know several people who drive trucks.
Oh, yeah.
Actually, RG, I have a question for you, because I'm kind of back and forth on accepting this as an isekai, because it kind of is, but it still takes place in the same world.
Okay.
Zombieland Saga. The main character starts by getting hit by the truck, and she gets reincarnated as a zombie, or really just brought back to life as a zombie.
It's not an isekai, because it's always in the same world as in another time. Yeah. So the guy gets reincarnated into a world where there's no god, and that poses some advantage and some issues. But basically, he just realized that he's like 500 years in the future. So everything is different. It's like a fantasy world, but it's the same world in the future. So does it count as an isekai? Because if it does, then Zombieland Saga is an isekai. That's so weird.
I feel like those two are kind of up to interpretation, because even when she got hit by the truck in Zombieland Saga,
she got hit by a truck.
Being a normal girl, and
she got hit by the truck. It's an isekai, no question asked.
Yeah.
Oh my god, bro!
I mean, I'll take it.
Have you ever seen the scene of Zombieland Saga where the girl get hit by the truck?
I believe I have. Yeah, I have. I think I saw it on TikTok.
Yeah, it's like the funniest. She's like Mickey Mouse. Oh, I cannot sing. You too. She's just like singing this little song.
Come on, he's learning. Look at that.
She's just singing this little song. She's like, oh, I'm gonna cross the street. Bang. No sensor, full sound. They put all the details. I'm like, damn, was that really necessary? This is kind of.
And I think at the end, she's like laying in a pool of blood too.
Oh my god, too. Yeah,
like she's not moving. She's not getting up.
Yeah, the animator was like, "Oh yeah, we're gonna put every details."
It is unnecessarily brutal.
Brutal,
and that is the only shot in the show that is that brutal.
Yeah, and the rest is about cute
two
anime zombie girls. So it's. Just weird. It starts so hard, and at the end, it's like anime girl, kawaii.
Two other really big isekai that I've been wanting to check out for a while, I just haven't sat down with, are Overlord and The Rising of a Shield Hero. Have you watched either of those?
No, either of them. I don't know any of them.
I've watched
them.
Everything.
Overlord has been around for long enough to where it has four seasons, and I think Shield Hero has two.
Yeah. So Shield Heroes, I was thinking about this at school with a guy that reads a lot of manga. He says that it's a really, really good show. I watched the anime and I think it's not bad, but it's like pretty, as we call, mid. So I wouldn't recommend it if you're not a big fan of the genre. Maybe you would like it. But Overlord is like, it's one of the big ones. It's really good. If you're just like a guy that is like ridiculously overpowered for no reason, And you get bored, so you got nothing to do. Instead, conquer the rest of the world. It's perfect for you.
Big examples of big isekai names, especially right now, would be the members of the Isekai Quartet, which is a Rock Lee and his Ninja Pals styled comedy show. But it takes a lot of casts from a lot of isekai. There's four big shows that it takes from. That's Rising of a Shield Hero, Konosuba, Overlord, and there's one more that I actually don't know. I don't know that.
I think isn't it the little girl dressed as a soldier?
I think so. Yeah.
Yeah, she's in the series. She's the terror of the name that I can't remember. Cause remember first rules. Can't remember name.
Yep, don't know names. It's okay. I'm really bad on Japanese names, especially.
Yeah. But can you tell the audience more a little bit about this parody show? Because not a lot of people know
really,
about it.
I can't really, because I made it a personal note that I would at least check out all the shows in Isekai Quartet before I actually watch Isekai Quartet. But I have seen clips. And the main premise of it is they're all going to the same high school. And just comedy and slapstick, like almost Looney Tunes as slapstick with anime, ensues.
Yeah, basically.
Like there's talks about who will be the class president or who's the class clown or planning a festival. Like basically, if you imagine a slice of life school anime, but played to the extreme for comedic effect, then you probably get Isekai Quartet.
Yeah.
Again, I can't say that enough that I haven't actually watched it yet. But I get heavy Rock Lee and his Ninja Pal vibes from it.
Yeah, it's not my favorite, but it's really good if you really like the isekai genre. Because as the season grows on, more and more characters from different isekai are brought up. And it's a really in a different art style. It's really cartoonish. So there's not a lot of big fight as we would like to see those characters fight. But like it's really funny because they're like, hey, did you got isekai? Yeah. Did you got isekai? Yeah. Well, what were you like? And then they explain a little bit of their backstory.
Yeah. What would be, since Jane brought it up earlier, do you have any recommendations for an isekai that he should check out that has a lot of action and fighting?
Jan, have you seen Konosuba? I think so.
I have not.
Okay. It should, if you haven't seen Konosuba. Well, Jan, do you like big fighting? Do you like adventure? Do you like harem? What would you like, Jan? Hit me up.
He doesn't like harem. I can promise you that. He doesn't like harem.
I definitely like fighting in adventure. So if you have an isekai mm-hmm. that has those elements, I think I'm going to be more inclined to watch that for sure.
All right. All right. So Mushoku Tensei are a jobless reincarnation. It's a little bit slow, but you can really, it's basically a diet again, recurring in another world as a child. But it really focuses on the adventure side, the power, but it's not overpowered yet. So that's great. And yeah, it's really, instead of all the isekai, they get really into the action really fast and the guy can crush anything at any second. They're like busily at reincarnated as One Punch Man. This show starts very slow. You see growing. You saw him explore the world, the rule, the race. I think you would really love this show. Like everybody, it has a really high rating on the websites. Jobless nice. Reincarnation.
Okay, well, I think, yeah, I'm looking at the images right now. It looks very... Yeah, it definitely looks like an isekai anime. I don't know how else to say it without pissing off any fandom. But I'll throw it on the pile. I'll throw it on the pile for sure. I don't know why, but I'm getting like Attack on Titan, like the clothing vibe of that.
Yeah, I think it's going to be the same image as me. Like, you have this guy with his green jacket. No, it doesn't have the same vibe.
Yeah, exactly. That's literally what I'm looking at right now. But okay, fair enough.
It's cool. And you, Hotshot, did you have any isekai that you would recommend? Me or Jayan? Mostly Jayan, because I've seen him all.
I do have one for Jayan, and I do have one for you.
All right.
Jayden, I'd recommend Didn't I Ask to Make My Abilities Average in the Next Life? It does start relatively slow, and it looks super cutesy, like if you initially look just at the art style. But it gets super heavy super quick. And there's a lot of fighting, especially with the main silver-haired character. It starts with them all going to school to learn their craft and being an adventurer. But that only lasts about like two episodes. And then they actually go out on adventures. And then you get like super heavy backstory from all of them. It's one that I believe recently came out, like maybe in 2019 or 2021, like somewhere between there. I've lately been on an isekai high where I've just gone to Crunchyroll specifically looking for isekai, and in the span of 2 weeks I finished 8 shows.
Oh my god.
Damn.
Bro.
Yeah, all it's
right. This guy's
it's,
on it.
It's a problem. for you RG, I would recommend I spent the last 300 years killing slimes and maxed out my level.
I've seen it.
It is more of a slice of life one, but the way this protag gets overpowered is by actually killing slimes for 300 years, and I've she seen just it. Accidentally maxes out her level.
But I've seen it. I've seen everything.
Okay, you've seen it.
I need a life. I need friends.
Right. Have you seen? All right. Have you seen Kuma are. Kuma Kuma Bear Punch?
No, that's an isekai.
You probably haven't. If you're Googling it, bro, chances are but I'm like, you have not heard of it.
So this one is super slice of life.
But that doesn't sound like the title of an isekai. So this is why I'm like, Kuma Kuma Punch Bear? All right.
Kuma
sell,
Kuma,
sell
Kuma
it to me.
Bear Punch.
Sell it to me. Why would it be better that Welcome to Hiruma, to School Hiruma-kun, to Demon School?
Okay. If you're comparing it to Irumakun, that's not really a fair battle because it's not exactly the same kind of vibe.
All right.
But Kuma 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 Bear Punch, it heavily takes from RPG elements. The way the main protagonist gets into the world is because she has spent over 100 days straight in the game. And then the admins, or as they call it when she's sent into the game, God, just straight up sends her and drops her into the world of the game. And she is the one that's single-handedly handling most of the huge, heavy quests. And it is super comedic and slice-of-life based. There are fights that do happen, but it is more so based around like just cutesy characters being or doing cute and funny things.
Interesting.
Like the main character, Yuna, the one in the bear suit, I'm assuming you're looking at a picture of her.
Yeah.
Is so like, just, all right, yeah, let's do that. Like, she has raging big sister energy. That's just like, okay, yeah, I can handle this. But all the connections that she builds with the characters in the world is super sweet and super cute. And that's kind of what drew me to it.
Oh, interesting. I could add this gem
now,
to my...
Now, Irma-kun... Now.
No?
Now, Irma-kun has Omri. That is enough for me to watch Irma-kun.
Yeah, well, it's like Irma-kun is like what it's like my third favorite show ever. Like, it's really hard to beat.
I recently just finished all three seasons, and I'm showing Kyo it as we speak.
I cry watching Irma-kun. This is how good this show is, and I think there's a lot of emotional moment, but like it's just a real simple slice of life. But like it's really good. I don't want to spoil it too much.
It's slice of life until the story gets going, and then it just out of nowhere goes hard.
Yeah,
I really like it. Is unapologetic about, yeah, you've gotten to know us, you've gotten to like us, and now here's all of our story.
yeah.
I would recommend you checking that one out though too, Jaden. It is comedic and slice of life, especially at first, but Irma-kun does get really good.
So Jan, yeah,
gotcha.
To have an isekai, you need a funny name, you need to get reincarnated or transported, you need most of the time to be overpowered or a harem. That's always good to have. Do you have any questions? Are you on with us?
I think you forgot one element. Your anime title needs to be at least 3,000 characters.
Yeah, you Digimon, need 3,000 characters.
Digimon, Yu-Gi-Oh, Yu Yu Hakusho. Those are all isekai, and yet they're simple to say. It's not a recommendation.
Yeah, but they're not only isekai. They're isekai and some more.
It's not required. It's just highly recommended.
It's extremely very highly recommended.
I still call it a win. I love saying the long atrocious names. Like that's what sparked me into doing my isekai high in the first place. I wanted to find shows that took me an hour to say, and then I would check them out.
Right. Okay, so, but before we... Before we start wrapping things up, because we're getting close to the time here, if you guys have any final thoughts for me or the audience regarding isekai, then we'll slowly wrap things up. I'll go to you first, Hotshot. Like, if there's like one thing we haven't said yet on the pod about these isekai anime, is there one last point and one last thought you want to bring up?
For a personal point, I am a superhero whore, meaning I love most of my favorite characters and most of the shows I watch are the main hero, because right. I imagine myself in their shoes and doing what they do. Isekai is a way for me to live through that, because a lot of the times the hero is super overpowered, they are super well liked, and they're the ones who steal the show because they're the ones who indeed got isekai. And that's probably why it's a huge favorite for me, if not my favorite genre in anime, period, because it serves my hero whore urges to where I can just see the main hero be the absolute star in the show.
Okay, fair enough. And for you, RG?
I was going to say exactly the same thing. I think what makes this genre so interesting and so popular, it's a fantasy world, but we see many of these. I think the possibility to imagine herself as the main character and being without any boundaries to do anything, to be overpowered, to live a dream life. And I think it's really what makes isekai really interesting and help you disconnect from real life. And what I love also about this genre, if you ever want to try it, you have so much choice coming from comedy, action, adventure, or just if you want to watch a guy do some farming.
I really do want to farming. Check that one out. It's been on my list for a while.
It's really well animated. It's been relaxed. It's really well animated.
Okay,
I do have one more that I just want to bring up. It's a game.
Yeah,
it's an isekai game. RG, you may have played it. Jaden, I know you haven't. Pokemon Legends Arceus could also be qualified as an isekai.
I didn't play the Pokemon games.
Okay, well, I'm on my own. Never mind. Leave me alone.
So while you guys are talking about this, I thought of a funny way to end the podcast. And I asked, okay, get this. I asked ChatGPT. I said, give me a very long and obnoxious anime name that revolves around anime podcasters. And this is what I got for the title. Oh, if anime God. Podcasters were to be an isekai, okay? Are you ready?
All right.
Are you guys ready?
No, I have one request. Say this has been another episode of, and then give the title.
Okay. All right. You know what? Let's end it like that.
All right. All right.
Perfect. I love it. That's great. Okay. So for myself, RG, Hotshot, this has been another episode of the excessively elaborate and ridiculously random adventures of Bob, the average office worker who accidentally gets reincarnated as a highly incompetent slime in a fantasy world where the monsters attend bizarre tea parties and wear top hats and anime podcasters delight. Bye, guys.
Bye.
Bye. So dumb. It's so dumb.
I haven't cut my recording. I'm cutting it.
Hey guys, Hotshot here. Thanks so much for listening to this episode of Anime Podcasters. We have over 100 other episodes for your entertainment found wherever podcasts are available, such as Spotify. We also release new episodes twice a month, so keep an ear out for us. You can follow the podcast at Anime Podcasters on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, and Jayan Music's YouTube channel. Jayan himself can be found on social media at Jayan Music, as well as his own website, jayanmusic.com. Kyo, our artist for the podcast, can be found on Twitter and YouTube at GoProKyo, as well as his website, ccartgalleryportfolio.com. As for me, Hotshot, you can find me on YouTube and Twitter at HotshotGinger. As always, guys, thanks for listening to us. Hope to talk to you soon. Take care.